Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders, Bez Hashem, every other Tuesday. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Bez Hashem be joining this year. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, and his family, as a schus for himself, his family, the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. Today's share is sponsored by Yedidi Reb Moshe Tobal and his family in honor of the birth of their daughter, Bela, Shemizaycha, that they should be Megadla, L'Teri, L'Ben Teri, L'Chupa, U'Lemasim Tovim. B'Rav Shevach La'Kadosh Baruch Hu, with today's shir, Erev Shavuos, a few days before Shavuos, we complete 6 years of this series. We started 6 years ago, right after Shavuos. Today is the 175th shir, and I give Shevach V'Hida Al Ha'Avar, U'Mispalal Al Ha'Asid, they should be Zaycha together to continue to learn about our Gedolim, and we should be zeicha that tzivseseyem doivois bakever, and it should be a zchus for Gans Klal Yisrael. So we're continuing with the Mefarshei Hashas, and today we're going to learn about the Yad David, now not the Valojiner Yad David, Reb David Karliner, rather the Yad David, Reb Yosef David Zinsheim. And the truth is, I had a suffix if I was going to give the shir today or next week due to scheduling issues, but as we'll see at the end of the shir, why the Hashgachas Hashem, Baruch Hashem, that I'm able to give it today. Reb Yosef David Zinsheim, he was Nifter, Zayin Kislev, Tavkuf, Ayin Gimel in 1812. In the Akdama to Yad David, he writes, Omar Yosef David ben Adoni Avi, Meir Verabi, Rav HaChosid, Meirein Rav Yitzchok Zinsheim. Zinsheim, or Zinsheim, was a city in southwest Germany, in the area called Wurttemberg, or Wurttemberg, and near France, and Kanira, that one of the original members of the family came from the place Zinsheim or Zinsheim, and that's how they got their name. So Meirein Rav Yitzchok Zinsheim is his father. Sheyav Bezdin Mekak Trier. Trier is in southwest Germany. Uvekak Nidrenheim, which is today called Nidernay, N-I-D-E-R-N-A-Y, which is actually in northeast France, in the Alsace area over there. Menuchas Kavod, and that's where he's Menuchas Kavod, and he was Nifter. So that is his father. Now in the Askama to the Sefer Tzina David and Nikor, there's Askama for Reb Yitzchok Zinsheim, his father, Askama Sagoin Agodo Achosid, and he signs it Hakotin Yitzchok Ben Ladoni Avi Harav Avreli Zinsheim Zal Choyfe Poi Kak Trier. Umedinas Gimel Ayin is Galil Elyon, so this is the north part of France. It was called Galil Elyon, the northern part of northeast part of France. Now, Reb Yitzchok's son-in-law, meaning a brother-in-law of our Reb Yosef David, his name was Reb Aviezri Zelig Orbach, and he wrote a page of his little biography about himself. It's in the Yeshura and Chelik Yod Zayin Amud Tav Shin Chav Gimel, and he writes about his shver Reb Yitzchok Ben Amanech Reb Avreli Mannheim. He was from Mannheim, and V'imo Shalchami. So the mother of Reb Yitzchok was Maris Gittel Bas Meir of David Aptor Mikak Frankfurt Domain. He was from Frankfurt, and Reb David was a Talmid Chacham Gadol Chassid Olam. V'yonecheh, he was an Einikol Shel Chassid Meirin Rav Alek. Shoya b'Medinas Hessen, which is north of Frankfurt. Umekublani Shazera Belik, so this great-great-grandfather, Haya Chassid Oilam Mamish, he was a Chassid Oilam. Sheruach HaKadosh Shairelov, Haya Magid Leprokem Asidos, at times he'd even say things that happen in the future. So this is the Yichus from Reb Yitzchak's mother. So this is our Reb Yosef David's father, Reb Yitzchak, whose father's name was Avreli from Mannheim, and his mother was this Gittel, and she was an Einikol of these Sadiqim. Now, in a Hago over there in the Yeshurun, so the one who's writing it, his name is Rafal Arbach, who's an Einikol, he said he visited the Beis Akvaris in Rosenwiller, which is near Strasbourg in Tavshin Samachay, and he says he found the Matseva of Reb Yitzchak is still Kayam over there, and the Matseva of Reb Yosef David's wife and her brother, and we'll learn about them in a few moments. And it says over there that on Reb Yitzchok's Matseva, Poi Nitman Av Beze Medinas Richristand, whatever area that was. So he was the Avden and Av Bezdin in that Medina. So this is his father, Reb Yitzchok. Rabbi Yosef David was born, not clear exactly when, about 1736, 1737, Tafzadi Zion. We're not sure exactly where he was born. His father was in numerous places. In the Akdamah to Yad David, he says, I grew up on the knees of my father. Asher Shimish Kam Rabbanim Uvakim. He was a Talmud of many great Rabbanim. And he taught me, he led me from when I was young, in Limud HaYosher, straight, Vamuskol, Miyusir al Darke Iyun Hamiti, its foundations on being Ma'ayin, in the Iyun Hamiti, true, delving into Bishasu Paiskim Rishainim, Uma'at Min Achrainim. Ki Omar, because my father would say, Lo toiv legever ki iso el apilpul minurav. It's not good for a person from when he's young to be involved in pilpul. Ki im ligmar al derech ha'emes habor v'divra ha'shayim. Rather to learn on the derech ha'emes in the clear way, the way the Rishayim say, and then afterwards v'shasu paiskim, and afterwards oz yetze leir loimek ha'pilpul. And then afterwards, once he already knows clearly how to learn the Rishayim clearly, so then he could go and get involved in pilpul because it's necessary. If you want to be a poisik, you have to know how to learn things out from places and how to have logical things. But first, the foundation has to be knowing clearly what's the emes, how the rishonim learn things without making your own chidushim and your own pilpulim. But once you graduate from understanding that, then you could go to pilpul, because you need it for darkei roh lohitzi davar mitach davar, to be able to paskim, to learn one thing from something else. A person who doesn't have the foundation of straight ion of understanding, just to understand what the Gemara says, what the Rishonim say, how to think straight, if you don't have that, you're never going to paskin a din MS, because you don't know how to think straight, so b'meila, all of your svaras are not glat, as we say. Uvederech zeh holach imi mar avi aravzal, this is how my father taught me as well. Utihilu lekel osov yitzliach, he was successful with me, vayoyte tzitz vayigmol shkeidim, and I produce flowers and fruits. Adzman chasunasi, until I got married, chayisi kiven esim shon, I was about 20 years old, kvar lamati etzle kol hashas, I learned by my father all of shas, Chutz mi seder kachim, vitor orachaim, I learned as well, viyaradeya, and chelek gadol min chayish mishpat, by the age of 20, he had learned all of shas besides kachim, orachaim, yaradeya, and a big chelek of chayish mishpat. So Pashtus, his Rebbe, was his father. They do bring down, in Zvachim Bezam and Bezin Yad David, he writes, Barisi Hagok Sav Yad Begil and Sefer Panamiris, that I saw a Hagok written in the margin of the Sefer Panamiris, Uchimidumali, and I think, Humimari Virabi Again Marash Hilman Zasal. Rav Hilman was the Rav of Metz, after Benis and Eibshitz, before the Shagas Aryeh. And he calls him Mari Virabi, so assuming that maybe he learned by him as well, unless it's Mareinu Virabenu, Yesh Lodin. Okay, so at the age of 20, as he said, he got married. Who did he marry? He married Esther, the daughter of the Gvir Doiver Medelsheim. She was the sister of the Manik. He was a leader, Naftali Hertz Medelsheim. Shehaya, he was the one who provided a grain, the grain to the kingdom of France. And in the Hakdama, Rabbi Yosef David writes about his brother-in-law, he's the one who erected the world Olam Shel Torah. And his name is in all the countries. He's there fixing things and protecting Klal Yisrael in actions. With his physical body, he stood in front of kings. And he saved people who were sentenced to death. And he was mevatel people who had tainus against Klal Yisrael. That's with his guf, with his mamins, he kasim at this lad, his skill eldal, v'nashes of yenim isbia, he took care of many poor people. So he was a very chashiva askan, and a gvir, his brother-in-law, and he was, the father, must have taken off from the father, who was also a gvir. So in the Akdama, Rabbi Yosef David continues, that I got married at 20, v'achar kein, after I got married, yashavti, ba'olei atayra mitaychar v'acha, he was supported very comfortably. I had nothing lacking my lamazev. Hashem gomali michaste li as masmid. Hashem gave me the chesed to be a masmid kafi cholti, and I was a masmid as much as I can. So once I got married, I said, now it's time for me to start shas a second time. Ima poiskin with the poiskin be iun rav loumko shal halacha, to go to the depths of the halacha. And whatever I was mechadish, kasavti l'mishmeres, I wrote down. V'kama dvorim yirtzeisi l'fnei adoni aviv, amri yasher, many things I said in front of my father, and he said, yasher koyach. U'v'yoisi kiven shloishim, so 10 years later, when I was about 30, kvar ola b'dayti l'chaber chibra al dalet turim. I wanted to write a sefer on all four turim. Ke'en chibra harav ha'knesses ha'gdoyla v'yad arin, similar to what the knesses ha'gdoyla v'yad arin did, min ha'svarim ha'boim acharim, and they basically compiled svarim to talk about on Shulchan Aruch, all different svarim they compiled and wrote on the sefer where you can find the different things. But he says, since their days, there's svarim afterwards that I could add in. He says, Rashamti agav grora chidushim ikarim. And besides for that, also, while I'm bringing in marmakaimas, I had some chidushim there as well, like they did as well. Begamreisi, and then also I noticed, Shishnea mechabrim leroy malachtam, even the Knesset HaGadol Yad Aaron, which they did an unbelievable work, Hishmitu harbe b'svarim shahayabimem. They even left out things from svarim that were available in their days. As akol halesi al sefer, I wrote it all on a sefer. Uvishnas, oh. So that's what he wrote, a sefer on the Dalet Turim. Uvishnas Tatzliach, he continues in Akdam, he says, the year Tatzliach, which is Tov Kuf, Lamech 1778, Niftechu Dalsei Beis HaMedrash HaGadol Hukam Bir Bisha. So the doors of the Beis Medrash HaGadol were opened in the city of Bisha. Bisha is Bisham today, it's near Strasbourg. Aidei Gisi HaGvir, my brother-in-law maid, opened up this Beis Medrash, Naftali Hertz, Mendelsheim, and he seems he made him the Reshiva there. So now that I had a yeshiva, a besmedrish, so I started shas a third time. Im chaverim makshivim lekoyli bi'iyu nimrutz. With my chaverim who will listen to me bi'iyu nimrutz with vigorous insight. V'amarti, so now I had a yeshiva and they're learning my Torah. Hine'ez doidim lesader chibur el ha'shas tchila. Now it's time to mesader my chibur an shas. Ulatzi alifneim kol dover kasha. And to tell it to the B'nai Yeshiva, anything we have Shver, let's go through it. So that is what he did. Now, we have to understand what was going on in that time in France. In that time, the Yidden, there was a lot of Sinis Yisrael, especially in the Strasbourg area. He was in Bisham, which is Bisho, which is near Strasbourg. In Strasbourg, Yidden were not allowed to live or even stay overnight. And even if you went into the city, a Jew had to pay a head tax to enter the city. Meches Nefashos was called. And it was the same tax that a guy had to pay if he wanted to bring an animal in. Same tax. So the Jews were like animals. You want to come in? You pay like an animal to come in. Now when Tavkuf Mem Dalid, Louis XVI, who was the king at the time, they were mevatel this rule from Strasbourg. And who was the one who made it happen? Rabbi Yosef David's brother-in-law, Naftali Hertz Mendelsheim. He was mevatel this tax. And it's brought down in the Kovetz, it's called Hamayan, Memhei Gimel, page 6. There is a essay there called Divrei HaMechsim Uvitulam. It says there that the Yehudi Bisha made Anyam Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Tovkuf Mem Dalid. So that's like 1783 or 84, it depends when Rosh Chodesh Tevis was. They made it a Yom Tzayim and Tvila V'Haydoi L'Hashem Yisparach. For this, it was a terrible bizoyan for them. That this law was in effect. So this was the times that they were living. Now, in Shuvas Night of Yehuda Madura de Tinyana Arachaim Nundale, the Chvoid Ahuvi Yedidi, Ha'oluf Batera, Harabani Hamuflo Muflok, Chore Fishinun, Chitzov Shinunim Malafiki Asha Azainav Kiyonim, Marein Rav Yosef David. So he's writing to Rabbeinu and he writes, Higianu Michtav Kuntris Molehags. I got your letter, your kuntris, your notebook, full of hasagas, of edits and questions on my Sefer Noi de Behuda. V'dein Hanyan, he says, and I had hana from it. I see you're really mamish learning my Sefer Basmada. Even though your hand is, and your cherev is very sharp. But I'm not taking it personally, Adarabba. I see. It's interesting how he said before his father taught him to think al derech hayosher, and that's the same lashon that the Noi de Behuda uses. That it's al adnei hayosher benuyim, like him avakish lekanter. You're not just coming to make trouble here. B'chol kushyotzav, he says, all your questions from riyata at first glance are kushyos atzumos. They're very strong questions. Upi pasach b'chachmas. But he says, and he says, really, there's a chol. Everything has a pircha. To everything you say, I could answer. Kach darka shel Torah, and that's the way of Torah. Well, memeila rav cheshmaitza, that's how sugyas become clear, v'yaitzes halacha brura, and we get a clear halacha. And he also, so that's the letter he wrote to him. He also has a tshuva in Ebenezer, Tinyana, Mem Gimel, and Kuf. And in Kuf Mem Tes also, over there, he's writing to Kak Bisha. That's the one time, I think, that he writes the city where he's writing to. Now, the Yad David Imsachim, Lamed Helmet Beis, Taisus Dibra Maschel, May Peris, he writes, Zeh Kasafti Lamachaber Neidib Yudatzmai. That was that tshuva Nundalid that the Neidib Yud is writing back about. So he says, I wrote this to the Mechaber Neidib Yud himself, Kishaitzil Archiburai, when he printed his Sefer, B'toich Shara Saga Shekasavdi Al Sifroi, amongst all the other questions I asked on his Sefer, Vehei Shivli, and he answered me, that was tshuva Nundalid that we just mentioned before. And then he says, So he says this that he answered me is more problematic than the first time he wrote it. And then he says another thing is a pele achar mechila rabba, that he didn't chap that there was a tay sifrim from somewhere. That's what his question was. And in the new Neid Behudas, they bring down, I think, on the bottom of Hagor from the Cheshik Shleima, that also says the same ha'ara, that in Neid Behuda there was a tay sifrim and something that he quoted. But this is a back and forth. So he wrote hasagis mamish on the Neid Behuda, and he was in a spell from it. And some things wrote him back. So now back to the Hakdama, where he writes what's going on. He says, V'lamadnu yachad, in our yeshiva, we learned together, Ashnas, v'rachamim rabim. So this was from 1778, is when the Beis Medrash opened. And this went to the year, Rachim Rabim is Tof Kuf Nume, 1792. So this is what, 88, for 14 years. In 14 years, Shaz Halachatz V'Harash Melchama Gavru. So then, this was the French Revolution in 1792. We had to go to Strasbourg, so now they were allowed into Strasbourg now, after earlier the Mechas Nefashas was bottled. It could be in wartime anyways, they would have been allowed in. But you know, it can be Yachar at Seder Kachim. We went to Strasbourg from Bisha, and then we continued the yeshiva over there until Seder Kachim. So they started Shas from the beginning, and 14 years later, it sounds like they went from the beginning till Kachim. So this is in 1794. Now I want to point out, in Lag BaOmer of 1793 of Tov Kuf Nun Gimel, his Rebbetzin was Nifter, all of 51 years old, left over only one daughter. His brother-in-law, he talks about his brother-in-law, Naftali Haritz, Chvay Hashem Osvay, he was Nifter, B'terem Bo Yemei Hara, B'shas Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, before the years of bad came in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, he was Nifter, Dalet Teves of Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. Later on in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, 1794, was the big Tzaris, Yemei Hazam, Gozru Al Kol Asfar Mechsav Ashur Sheisrifu. So it's terrible times over here in the French Revolution, and they were geyser and svarim that was written in Ashuris have to be burnt. Vabinisena rabim kama sifrei Torah usvarim rabim biyikarim nisrifu, many sifrei Torah and svarim were burnt. Butzrachti lignoi svarim shali, and I had to hide my svarim. Uveis Hatzori says at this time shavtu avru yorche yama Talmud. So those, so to speak, in a poetic way, those who passed through the Yama Talmud shabsu, they stopped. In other words, learning wasn't going on. Vidalse and the doors ninalu mitarim mitvila, the doors of Bismajish were closed from tarim tvila. Vafilu amishnah shkura b'fi, even the mishnayis that I knew well, leicholti limun afilu perkechad, I couldn't learn. It was such a terrible, scary time, turbulent time that I couldn't learn anything. Now in that time there was a lot of the one who was leading this time after in 1794 was someone called Robespierre, I think that's how you pronounce his name, and he was a big Russia, and he was out to eradicate all Yiddishkeit and all religion, and he made these gzeiras against the Sfarim and so on and so forth. So the son-in-law of Rabbi Yosef David, who happens to be also his nephew, remember we said his brother-in-law was Reb Avi Ezri Zelig Orbach, so he had a son named Reb Avram Orbach who married his first cousin, the daughter of Rabbi Yosef David, and he was a moyel in Strasbourg at the time. And his son writes in the Akdama to Bris Avram, the front page, he writes about his father, Shemoser Nafshal Amila Ber Strasbourg. He was Moser Nefesh Amila in Strasbourg, Shas Tovkov Nundalid, Esa Sherpokru, Rabbi Spira, Vechaverov, Lahaber Das Habris, Vamitzvah, Salabit Zichram, the time they came to destroy Bris and Mitzvahs, Vaitzilei Hashem Barachamov, and Hashem saved him Barachamim. And this, the Einikel who wrote that article, Rafal Arbach, I think his name was. Rafal Arbach, so he writes that there's episode Messiah in the Mishpacha that he was actually sentenced to death by guillotine. And then when Robespierre was killed, so the Gzeira was bottled and he was saved. He writes over there also, I don't have any, you know, any riot to this, but he writes that, I guess they have a Messiah like that, that the wife of Rabbi Avraham, meaning Rabbi Yosef David's daughter, also was taken to court because she was wearing Jewish clothing that show Dveikusa Bekayach Dosis Kanois, that she clings to this heretical, radical religion. Okay, so Rabbi Yosef David continues in Akdamati Adavi Vani Besecha Goyla, and I am in exile. Heilich Venoide Meir from city to city, Megvul Gvul. So they say, again, I don't have any riot to this, but they bring down that first he went to the city of Winsenheim, which is near Colmar, which is like 16 kilometers away from, from Strasbourg, not so far. They said, so that's like Meir Leir, and Megvul Gvul sounds like he crossed the border even into Switzerland. Again, I don't have any riot to that, but that's what they bring down. He writes, when I was traveling, Nadarti Nadar, I made a Nadar. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with me, and return me to the place that I want. Where is that? And to the abode of my Klei Chem Dasi, my precious vessels. Those are my Svarim. Asader Chiburi, I will be Masader, my Sefer, and I'll print it. Abichemas Hashem, Al min ha'noishi, until Hashem had rachmanus and min ha'noishi, interesting way of saying it, and humanity, hishbis chayra min haaretz, the chayra was destroyed from the land, uvechemlas Hashem, and with the mercy of Hashem, Hashivani, Hashem brought him back to Strasbourg. At that time he became the Rav of the city of Strasbourg, v'ischalti l'sader, and I started to be m'sader my svarim, ulahatik masher chashavti roi l'halis ha'mizbeach ha'tvus, and to copy over what I felt was roi to be printed. He says, you should know, come upon me, many times I was mechavin to the Rishonim or the Achronim, but I left it, and I just wrote V'chei Motzasi. He says, from forever until today, L'retisi l'shtamish b'kisra shal Taira, I never wanted to use the Kesra of Taira, V'lidik shum nesios, and not to act as any Nasi. So it sounds like he was saying that he was a Rav, even though it wasn't so clear from the Akdama. B'kotza nafshi b'zen, I was disgusted from it. Then he writes about the Sefer, Vatirdus V'yilon Esanuni L'chazulayim Echol Svarim Chadashim Mikar Vo. They're being bothered, and I wasn't able to go and be Ma'ayin in all the new Svarim that have come out. And he says, Kiloi Ki Koichi Oz Kenata. My strength now is not the way it was then. Kimea Beholos Hemes Kinuni Koidem Zmani. Because these days of upheaval made me old before my time. Im kilo higati adayin lezikna. I'm not even at zikna. I mean, it's at the pasha. That means he's not even 70 yet. But I don't have the kayach to any new svarim to come out to be ma'ayin in them and to redo anything in my sefer. Bine, he says, tachlis chiburi. What's the point of my chibur, Ya David? Zaleida kamokam etalmud mevarshay shenim slav kushay teretzay pirish har besvarim shaloi chibur al seder hashas. So you have svarim that they say pshat in a gemara, but it's not al seder hashas. So how do you find it? So I'm going to put it here. As a kol tzianti, I brought it all down. Kedei shim tzibenikli, you can find it easily. He says, uchvarik dimani knes agdel v'yadaron, they did a similar thing. Vani esafti yoyser megimel me'ez farm, I added more than 300 farm to what they had available. Ubechol mekoymes b'shasha, heviu taisis davar acher, uvoysa mokam le'ira lov, hevesi divrei taisis. Even in taisis, sometimes you have taisis, talks about a sugya somewhere, and in that sugya you have no inkling where the other taisus is. I brought that down as well. Vizat teilis gadol ma'ayim. This is a great teilis for those who are ma'ayim. And then he says, "Bimei b'halos asherga ha'ga Hashem." In those days of upheaval, migoydel ha'yir because of the fear, serafti kama chavilus k'savim. So before he said he had to hide some of his farm, and here he's telling us he had to burn some of them. Kama chavilos bundles of k'savim uvisoichem ayidei shagaga, and in them by mistake. Kama chidushim abrachas v'shabbos. There were chidushim abrachas and Shabbos that I burnt. V'lehoyeli p'nai lachzer la'ayin be'elu ha'masechtas. I didn't have time to go back and be ma'ayin in these masechtas. So those are a little missing. V'karasi says, I called the Sefer Yad David, b'shalei zachisi l'banim zacharim. Li'ayis li yad v'shem b'veisi v'chamaisa shakadosh baruch hu toiv m'banim. I wasn't zeichet to have any sons. I only had one daughter. And to be a Yad V'Shem in the Bayis and the Chaymas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Toiv Mibonim Mibonis, Shem Olam Etein Lai, so therefore he calls it Yad David, he should have a Yad V'Shem in Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he printed Chelek Aleph in Tav Kuf Nun Tes, 1799. In the end of Seder Zroim, he writes, Shechayonu L'sayim Zroim, at Shechayonu I finished Zroim, uvezen nishlam chibur ashish Darim, now I finished my chibur on all six Darim. Now, in his Akdama to Shlal David, which is his Sefer Al HaTorah, he writes, Asher zichani ligmor al kol hashas, I already wrote my Sefer Yad David on kol hashas, and chelek aleph latfisai, and I was eichet to print at least one chelek. I'm just showing that he had ksavim al of shas. Ushara chalakim, and the other chalakim Hashem shloisha, there's three more chalakim, adayin lo zechisi lahatvis mikaris hazman, Asher chitzav nichasubi. I wasn't able to print because of the happenings of the times. The arrows were shot at me or were put at me. And he continues. He says, "Oidita Hashem chaste alai lechaber chibur chiburi kaibitz al yad." I also composed a sefer called Kaibitz al Yad. What's that? Madura Basra Brachas v'Shabbos. It's the second Madura Brachas and Shabbos. Like we said before, Brachas and Shabbos, he had burnt some of the ksavim. And here he made a Madura Basra. He called it Kaivetz Al Yad. Umakaimus Asher Nishmu to be Yadav. And not only that, it's also places that were left out in Yadavid is in the Sefer Kaivetz Al Yad. He also says, Al Mishnayas Misei de Zroim, I also wrote. Ubipratus Al Divrei Harash. Asher Rabu Ba'atoyus. There's many mistakes in the Rash. And he focused a lot on that as well in Zroim. So once he says, I thank Hashem, I did all of that, then panisi liba lagadita. Then I turned my heart to Agada, and that's what Shlal David Alatair is. And he writes, Bizman hazeh, misiba is haniskarais, rabbi ma'oma misavim lishma divra Agada, for many reasons, probably because of the turmoil and things like that. And he talks about Agada there, I'm skipping lines and paraphrasing, obviously. But for many reasons, the nation, the people, are desire, they have a taiva to hear divra Agada. And I called it Shlal David. Shlal is like the booty of David. Kiyah Shlal, this is the booty Asher Tipachti v'Ribisi b'Olam Hazeh that I collected here at Olam Hazeh im Shor Chiburi together with my other compositions. And he signs it Achoisim Pois Strasbourg Chof Cheshva Tov Kuf Samaches 1808. And we'll see that this was the middle of a different kufa of his life. 1808. We'll get back to that. We're going to start talking about that in a moment. So his first sefer was 1799. Chelek Aleph of Yad David, and then he signed his name on the Shlal David. I mean, he had already finished everything we mentioned till now, and Shlal David 1808. So now, after this, the revolution and Robespierre was killed, so then Napoleon became the ruler of France, and there were a lot of liberal and freedom, and he was trying to figure out, there was a lot of anti-Semitism, so he was trying to figure out where the Jews stand in becoming French citizens, because all other like religions, Catholic, Protestant, whatever, they consider themselves, they consider them like groups in France. But the Jews were considered a nation in a nation, not just another group. So, and the question was, is there any chance of the Jews becoming like good French citizens or not? Maybe we should just get rid of them. So it's in 1806, Napoleon brought together something called the Assembly of Jewish Notables, Asifas Nichbada Yehudim. In Hebrew, it's called 111 or 112 Sai Rabbonim, Sai Notables, Nichbadim. And he had 12 questions for them to answer, to decide, to see what the Jewish stance is in France. Three of them had to do with Ishus. Number one, is a Jew allowed to have more than one wife? Number two, what about a civil divorce? Does it work or only a Bezdin? Number three, is allowed to be intermarriage amongst non-Jews? When it comes to citizenship, number one, this is question number four. Do they consider the French as their brothers or as strangers? And how exactly do they have their, how do they deal with them and their Gaisha neighbors? Like, what's their yachas to them? And also, do they consider France as their home, that they're willing to follow the laws and even protect it as part of the army? So that was the second set of three. And then Legabi, the Rabbonim, who chooses them? What legal power do they have? And the choosing of Rabbonim, is that halacha? Is that din? Or is that some type of Messiah, some type of minig? And the last four questions was, is there any parnasa that's also for Jews to do? Is a Jew allowed to take interest? Now, that was the big things at the time. And again, Strasbourg, they complained to Napoleon, they owed the Jews so much money, the Napoleon put a, I think, a one-year stay on having to pay. And so he allowed to take ribbis from Jews, and what about ribbis from Goyim? Is it mutter? Is it aser? What's the case? So Rabbi Yosef Davu was one of the, from the Roshim over there, and this wasn't an easy thing. Number one, to answer the Goyim is one thing, not to cause too much anti-Semitism, but you have to realize also that from these 111, 112 other people, there are a lot of maskilim there, and reformers, and he had to sort of keep them happy as well. Like in Minchas Ani, Chela Gimel, there's a tshuva there, Chayin Shalayim put out, tshuva Yud Ches, or Chai, that they had to be there over Sukkot, and they were there on Chol HaMoed, and it was a shaila, could they shave on Chol HaMoed so they shouldn't look menuvel? And over there the tshuva says, V'heishim Arein Rav Chayin, Rav Chayin is Rav Chananel Nipi, who was one of the Rabbanim over there. He says, it says, B'psak asher hiskim alav rav agoldim reina of Yosef David Zinsheim, Reisha Sanhedrin Leimar. We'll see what that means later, became the Reisha Sanhedrin, but he was maskim to this. And he writes in the tshuva there, Rabbi Yosef David, that in his Minchas Ani, he has, it's like on topics, on the Erech Giluach B'Chol HaMoed, he handles this of when you could shave on Chol HaMoed. And he says, the ones who had to actually go into the Sarei Malchus, they had to shave. But it seems that everyone else wanted to shave too. Again, these weren't necessarily the frumest of people. So he says, they're taka asur to shave, and you have to punish them if they do. But he says, Roy Lahalim Ayim Leis Hazoi, so this time, you know, we should look away if they'll be mekabel on themselves not to shave again on Chol HaMoed without asking a shaila. And he signs it, Po Paris, Tez Zayin Cheshvan Tovkov Samach Zayin. So this assembly happened in Paris, in the capital. Tez Zayin Cheshvan Tovkov Samach Zayin. So this is 1806, the end of 1806. Choyne Bikak Strasbourg, so he signs his name. I live in Strasbourg, and Leis Ata Po Paris. I'm now in Paris. Shliach Galil Rhinus Atachtaina. I am a shliach of the area of the lower Rhine area. That's where Strasbourg is there. It's on the lower part of the Rhine River. Now, after this Asifa, and they wrote tshuvas, it's a sugya unto itself, a story unto itself. Napoleon decided to make a Sanhedrin, to make these tshuvas binding to the Jews. He made it like the Sanhedrin, 71, and now, he already held Rabbi Yosef David in high esteem, because earlier, on August 15th, it was Napoleon's birthday, and three Rabbanim spoke, and Napoleon was nispal from Rabbi Yosef David's drasha. So, in 1807 of Adar, the Sanhedrin opened up, and he made Rabbi Yosef David as the Reisha Sanhedrin, like he called him before. And this Rabbi Chananel Nipi that we just quoted before, he writes, V'nikra shem ha-Nasi al-pi tzivui ha-Kesar, the name of the Nasi was made by the command of the Caesar of Napoleon, V'chol mi shalei ro hoida v'tifarti shalei rabbi Paris. Anyone who didn't see the glory of Rabbi Yosef David in Paris, lei ro tifarti Yisrael, but Golas never saw the glory of Klal Yisrael in Golas. This was a whole maimed of the Sanhedrin here. They sat in a half a circle, just like the Sanhedrin sat, and the Reish HaBezin was in the middle, and so on and so forth, and they wore special clothing, depending on who you were and what your madrega was. There was all different types of clothing, and hats, and robes, and all types of stuff. Now, after that, in 1808, Napoleon made a new thing called the Central Jewish Consistory of France, which is like a Jewish council to run, and there were like smaller councils in different cities, all under this big umbrella, and again, Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yosef David, was the Nasi of this Jewish council, and Memela, in that position, it was Kilu, he was the chief rabbi, the Rav HaRashi of all of the French Yidden, but he was in Paris. All this had to happen in Paris, in the capital. Over there, he fought and to protect the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, Keneged the Reformim. Different places, like in Minchas Ani, Erech, Chuppah, V'Zayim, Brachas, talking about a Chuppah and a Shul, back and forth, and he says, I'm going to tell you, Afilu lo hayo iser klal, even if it's not aser, and even if it was a mitzvah to do in a shul, I would say over here, since the takana was the kavana ra, nochen levatla, you should be mevatla, because over here, the way it's being acted is the kavana ra, and he talks about the person who tried to enact it, that he doesn't know anything, and this is what he did in Paris. He was mamish oimed al mishmeres of Klal Yisrael. Now, as we said before, in 1808, he signed Shvil David, post Strasbourg, Chav Cheshvat, Tavkov Samaches. So he must have gone back and forth a little bit. And that's when he signed on his Sefer Shlal David. Now, in his Sefer Minchas Ani, Chelek Aleph, he writes, Karasi HaKuntris, I'm calling this Kuntris Minchas Ani. Why is it called the Mincha of an Ani? Ki Chibarti Yosei Baniyah Shal Torah. I composed it in poverty of Torah. Poi ha'ira Paris, here in Paris. Mechusar svarim anitzrochim, without the svarim that I need. Umechusar zman, without time, liyois, tzorich lasis b'tzorich rabim, because I had to, liyois tzorich lasis b'tzorich rabim, to evolve in tzorich rabim. Afal pikin loy ba'atalti mi beis ha'sefer, afilu sho'achas liyitais ha'pnai. And even though I was so busy, I was not mevatel myself from learning, even for a moment, when I had the time. And achalud opnei Hashem, and I'm davening to Hashem, that He should bring me back, as nevei kodesh beisi molis svarim. He should bring me back and show me my house full of svarim. And he signs it here in Paris, Tav Kuf, Samach Tes. In the end of that sefer, he writes, Shachiyonu, that I printed it, this was an ear, Tav Kuf Ayin, and he says, Shachiyonu, because I was sick during the winter, karv l'shnei chadoshim for 2 months, b'yisurim, shayeb ben bitul tar tzvila, with yisurim that I bitul tar tzvila, Baruch Hashem, Hashem brought me refuah shleima, Kenya, Be'ezri, B'meziknu, Seva, Lasik, B'Toyra, B'li, Bilbal, Adas, L'chadish, Chidushay, Toyra. Hashem should be with me as I get older, to be Isaac in Toyra without being mixed up, and to be Mechadish, Chidushay, Toyra. In Chelek Beis, in the Hakdama, and this is the Hashkacha, I saw this mamish as I was finishing the shiur yesterday, he signs, says, it's mamish in Yana de Yoyma. Yoyim Gimel, L'chadish, Sivan, that's today, Gimel, Sivan. Tav Kuf, Ayin. So Tav Kuf, Ayin, Sivan, Tav Kuf, Ayin, is 1810, so it's 216 years ago today. Rishon Mimei Hagbala, so it was the first day of the Yimei Hagbala. Bizman She'omdu Aviseinu Bar Sinai, very interesting lashon. The time that Aviseinu stood at Har Sinai, Lekabel Es HaTorah HaTmima, to be Mekabel the Torah HaTmima. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yizakeini, Hashem should give me this chus. L'chadesh Chidushei Torah, to be Mechadesh Chidushei Torah, Shekibel Nishmasi Bar Sinai, that my neshama was Mekabel Har Sinai. It's like V'Sein Chalkeinu, V'Seira Secha. Now in Chelek Gimel, he was Maisif, another name for Minchas Ani. He says, Minchas Ani, with the Kailel, is Gematria Kiminyan Shemi. I wasn't sure exactly how to figure that out, how it's his name, Yosef David. Some things didn't work out. Maybe I'm just missing something obvious. I don't know. In the end of Chelek Hey, in Tav Kuf Ayin Beis, 1812, he writes, Kayisi Gimel Chadashim Chayla, Umamish V'leichalti L'asik B'Taira. I was sick for 3 months, I mamish couldn't be Isaac in Taira. So that's his Sefer Minchas Ani that had 5 contrasim to it. He also has a Sefer called Das David on Shulchan Aruch Yardeya, and Mechon Yerushalayim and their Shulchan Aruch put it in there. So in that was in Tav Kuf Ayin Beis in 1812. In the end of 1812, Zion Kislev of Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, Rabbi Yosef David was nifter at 76 years old, Be'erech, and he was buried in Paris in Mamash HaGayish Cemetery. He was Bechavad Gadol, the Council Central Jewish Consistory of France. He was like the Rabbi Rashi, was a Meridik of Kavod. But he was buried in the Gaish Cemetery, and Adayem Azay is still over there in the cemetery. You can look online. You can see a picture of his matzeva. It's like a triangle, like a pyramid. Now, the Chassam Sofer has a drasha, Zayin Teves, Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, so just about a month after his Petira. It's page 162 in Drasha's Chassam Sofer, a hesped on Rabbi Yosef David. And one of the things he highlights over there was, Milvad Shenasa Adon, even though he was made an Adon, Ayidei Chachmasai B'Nimusiyos, his Chachma in Nimus, in other words, in the regular ways of the world, of B'Diniyos, and in country things, in other words, in politics and things like that, and how to deal with the government. And he says he had to stand in front of kings, all different types of stuff. So he was a very worldly person, and he became an Adon because he was a worldly person. Oy nishar hu ha-moshel b'gvurasai. He still was the one who was moshel b'gvurasai, v'loy mashlu heimboi. They had no shlita over him, and that. From the Chassam Sofer, Mamasha Edus, says, I knew him a little bit when I was younger, and I had some correspondence with him, but that's Mamish who he was. He became Napoleon's hero, so to speak, for the Jews, and he was Mamish the Rav Harashi, but, says the Chassam Sofer, even with all that he had all of these talents, and because of that, he became the Adon, he was still Moshe B'Gvurasei V'Lei Mashlu Heimboi. Only recently, Mechon Yerushalayim put out the rest of all his Sfarim, the Yadavid, the Shlal David. I mean, recently, like in the last 50 years or whatever it is, as opposed to in his life, it wasn't printed. And that is the Yadavid, Reb Yosef David Zinsheim. Zchuso Yogin Aleinu V'Akol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and a good Yontif, Kol Tov.